Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As the U.S. fights the remnants of ISIS in Syria, the civilian toll of past battles is still being assessed. ISIS was forced out of the city of Raqqa over a year ago, and NPR has previously reported that hundreds of civilians were killed in an offensive the U.S. military says was necessary to root them out. In this report, NPR's Ruth Sherlock goes deeper, following a human rights investigator who says several of those civilians died on one street in a U.S. artillery barrage. Then a warning, there will be graphic and disturbing descriptions of what happened.
In a dirt-poor neighborhood on the outskirts of Raqqa, a little girl in a wheelchair that's far too big for her struggles towards us down a dry mud street. She points to my colleague, Lama Al-Aryan's backpack.
She's saying, is my backpack an explosive?
No, it's not an explosive. Poor little girl. It's a sign of what these kids have been through.
These children have been through a lot. This little girl, 10-year-old Fatima, lost a leg during the US-led coalition offensive against ISIS here. We follow her through a gate to her home that's been mostly destroyed by the war.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Fatima's father, Hussein, sits in the ruined house. Like with everyone we speak with here, he feels his situation is too unsafe for us to publish his full name. He tells us his wife and three of his daughters were killed in the same attack that injured Fatima on June 10th, 2017. He seems lost and depressed, and he struggles to cope with Amnesty investigator Donatella Rivera's questions. So it's 10-year-old Fatima who fetches the ID cards of her dead mother and siblings for Rivera to document.
Hello.
Rima Umintani.
Rima Amira.
Amira.
The attack on Fatima's home, Rivera says, was an artillery barrage. And the only people reported to possess artillery during the Raqqa offensive were U.S. forces. Rivera explains.
Artillery was only in the hands of the Americans. There was nobody else, no other coalition partners, no local forces that had artillery. So they were like hitting areas with batteries of artillery shells. Batches of 6, 8, so you would get like maybe 18, 24 shells hitting a whole area.
As we go door to door, Rivera's investigation expands from the deaths in 10-year-old Fatima's family to the story of the entire street called Jama' al-Safa.
Walking into a fourth house.
Everywhere we go, residents show us walls of their homes that have been blown out or ceilings that have caved in on impact. They talk of loved ones or neighbours killed or injured. Rivera confirms some 15 dead and 10 more wounded. Ali, a man in his 30s with these shrapnel scars on his arms, says the day of the attack there were explosions all along the street, all at the same moment. He tells us he tried to rescue the wounded and recover the bodies of the dead. He points to the branches of a nearby tree and gives us a disturbing, gruesome description.
We couldn't find our neighbor Ibrahim or his baby's body. Instead, we found only pieces hanging on this tree. I had to recover their remains from the branches.
Ali lost members of his own family that day, too. He lists the dead for Rivera. His 82-year-old father, Mahmoud, his 41-year-old sister, Rajiha, and her children, 5-year-old Tabarak and Mona, who was just a year and a half old. So what was happening that day? Why would Jamal Safa Street have been a target? In June 2017, local Kurdish forces allied to the US launched a ground invasion against ISIS in Raqqa, supported mostly by American air power. And a unit of Marines were stationed on the outskirts of Raqqa with artillery batteries to assist the Kurdish offensive. At the same time, though, ISIS used civilians as human shields, trapping them in the areas that got bombed. The people on Jamaa al-Safa Street tell Rivera they don't know why their street was targeted. Some said that on that day, ISIS removed a checkpoint at the end of the road, and so many people tried to flee, but the fighting in the city around them proved too intense.
People tried to escape. They were not successful. I don't know, maybe some were, but most of the people came back. And that created a big movement of people.
So whoever was watching from the sky would have seen a big movement of people there and coming back.
Only the people who made the decision can tell us on what basis they made it.
NPR reached out to a coalition spokesperson seeking detailed comment on these allegations. After waiting several weeks, a coalition spokesperson replied by email to say that, due to the subject and nature of NPR's report, they cannot speculate on the turn of events or why US Marines targeted this location. They also said the coalition strikes only valid military objectives after considering the principles of military necessity, humanity, proportionality, and distinction. They say ISIS was killing thousands of people while it held the city, and the US and its allies liberated the town from its brutal rule. But the people on Jamaa al-Safa Street, where children still bring up loose shrapnel to show visitors, say ISIS's brutality still didn't justify the artillery barrages. 23-year-old Ahmed says there had to be other ways to defeat ISIS. He says maybe it would have taken more time, but they could have spared more innocent souls. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Raqqa.